This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. As a pilot, there are a lot of ways to share your good fortune with those less fortunate. Angel flight organizations are a fine example, facilitating medical treatment for people who would otherwise have trouble getting to it. But groups like Mission Aviation Fellowships, or MAF for short, sometimes take an even more meaningful role and require far more from their pilots. We're closing in on the holidays as we record this podcast, and we're speaking today with MAF Vice President of Human Resources, Gene Jordan, to learn a bit more about what it means to give as a member of MAF. Gene, thanks for joining us.
Glenn, it's a privilege to join you today.
Let's start with some simple background. Tell us a little about MAF, if you would. What are its goals, and how does it set about pursuing them?
Well, Mission Aviation Fellowship started in 1945, just as World War II was ending. Guys that had been trained to fly for the war effort decided they could use small aircraft to gain access to remote areas and help people with both their physical and spiritual needs. And really, MAF is still doing that today.
Well, what sort of equipment does MAF operate now?
Well, around the world, we have 25 Cessna 206s. That's kind of our workhorse. We have 11 caravans, both short-body and grand caravans, some on wheels and some on amphibious floats. We have 9 Kodiaks built by Quest, and they're kind of our newer airplanes. We have some diesel 182s, which we're excited about because aviation fuel is getting so expensive in some countries, and these diesel airplanes are opening up areas to us. We have some old 185s still on floats in Indonesia, and 2 King Airs. So it's a varied fleet, with each airplane being designed for the mission that it's accomplishing.
So as a pilot, what's required? And I guess what I mean by that is in the sense of by-the-book experience, but also, well, you've flown for MAF and you know, what sort of character do you think best suits the job and why?
Well, basically, we asked our candidates to come with a commercial license and an instrument rating. They have to have 400 hours total time. They have to have their A&P license, and they have to have 12 hours of Bible school, because we are mission aviation flying. We are missionaries. Most of our candidates come with a CFI or an IA, but more than that, we're looking for young people that carry a strong sense of commitment and have integrity and judgment built into them.
Well, so how many years did you personally fly for MAF? And if you would, what are some of the most memorable experiences, both from a piloting and a human perspective? I know you have many interesting interactions as an MAF pilot. What made certain times the most special to you and why?
Well, Glenn, I flew for 22 years in the eastern Amazon jungles of the country of Ecuador, just off the Andes Mountains, pure jungle. And what I really enjoyed doing was providing direct help to people that lived very isolated out in the jungle. We did a lot of medical flying. We did a lot of flying to help build schools and then move teachers out there so the kids could have an education. But more than that, it was fun to introduce them to a God who loves them. Most of these communities, they worship the spirit of the rainforest or the puma or the river or something. But to tell them that there's a God that loves and cares for them made it very, very special. You know, one day I was out way in the corner of Ecuador in the Amazon jungle flying back to my home base, and I got a call to divert to a small community called Cuchanza. Now, Cuchanza had a downhill airstrip that normally we could land in going uphill. Depending on the wind, sometimes we had to land downhill. And to land on a steeply sloped downhill airstrip is a challenge. So we weren't too crazy about that community. But I went over there, landed, and to pick up a patient, and nobody showed up. And I thought, whoa, was this a false call or what happened? And then a young man walked out of the jungle with a brand new, just born premature baby. Now, that baby would never have made it in the jungle. And if you flew with me, Glenn, I'd put you in the airplane, I'd buckle you up, I'd show you where the sick sack, how to close the door, how to open the window, the air vent, where the emergency kit was. But this child was brand new, and I ended up putting her in a basket with a small bed of banana leaves in the bottom, tied her to the seat beside me, and then flew out to the Mission Hospital. She spent the first month of her life in an incubator, the next month being taken care of with a family near the hospital, and then I got to fly her back to her mom. And I will never forget that young mother's face, giving this little baby back and saying, here's your baby, she's working good on both ends, and a mom is a mom is a mom, and her face just lit up. Can you imagine giving your baby to a funny-looking white guy in a noisy airplane to fly off who knows where? It was those kind of flights that made it special.
Well, now, talk to me like you're talking to a potential volunteer. Tell me what a mission profile from a pilot's perspective would be like. I mean, from planning to execution to putting tires on the dirt in the middle of nowhere. What's it like to be a pilot for MAF?
Well, the biggest thing is here in the U.S., we have the world's best system surrounding aviation. Flight planning, radio reporting, weather, all that. We've got the best system going. Where we fly, there is no system. You are responsible for your own requests, putting together your own flight schedule. There's no dispatcher. You get weather from the communities on a radio connection. You know, now we're getting some internet availability of weather, but not too much. Most companies go from A to B and return to A. We go from A to B, hop over to C, back to B, over to D, back to B, fuel up, over to E, F, and then finally back to A. So basically, you have to be the pilot in command, making all your own decisions, weather, load, when, how, who, what, where. Weather's changing all the time, and all those decisions are in your lap. So we look for young people who have the ability to be the pilot in command.
What would you say that someone needs to consider for themselves before signing on for a job like this?
Well, you know, it is kind of a young man or a young woman's job. And let me say, we have some gals flying with us around the world. It's just not a guy's thing. But I must say that it's really not just a flying job. It's a lifestyle that involves flying. Most guys that get into aviation, they start with a small airplane and they want to get up and start flying a bigger airplane. Well, not in MAF. We really don't fly big airplanes. We fly small airplanes that get into very small airstrips serving small communities that have needs. In fact, we send families out that live in their own country. We really don't fly from the U.S. to, where I served, Ecuador. I lived in Ecuador and flew there. We have families living in different African countries and in Indonesia, all around the world, using small airplanes to serve small communities.
Well, we are starting up on a new year. What's looking forward? What's next for your organization in 2014?
Well, we are going to continue to serve people. MAF US is flying in 14 different countries in partnership with MAF International in the UK, Australia, Holland, Brazil, 17 more countries where we serve people with aviation. We want to use our resources, the planes we have, the people we have, we want to use them efficiently and effectively to meet people's physical and spiritual needs. We also partner with about 600-plus other organizations, whether it's a water project or a community development or a church plant or teaching people to read, schooling, responding to disasters. We're in the Philippines right now. If you remember the Haiti earthquake several years ago, we were there with our airplanes. Even the tsunami that hit many years ago now, we were there helping people. We want to continue to do the same in 2014.
We've been speaking with Gene Jordan, Vice President of Human Resources and a former pilot for the Mission Aviation Fellowship. Learn more online at maf.org. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.